TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hu. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. What if cures to future pandemics or rare diseases exist in nature, but they're trapped in the great white snowy north? Chemist Normand Voyer specializes in organisms that thrive in the harsh, freezing cold. His 2023 talk from TED at Destination Canada introduces us to the promising possibilities of northern ecosystems and why its quick warming is so worrying. After a break.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
As a natural product chemist, I've always been inspired by those wonderful chemical substances we found in nature, especially the chemicals that are made by living organisms from cold environments. And today, I want to bring you along my incredible journey into discovering the molecular treasure hiding in plants and other organisms thriving in the cold. Okay, now I know what you might be thinking. Norman, this just isn't for me. Chemistry was my worst subject in school, and I hate being cold. Why on earth should I keep listening? To which I say, stay with me. Because I'm convinced that there's some amazing chemicals hiding in the north, which perhaps mean that the next wonder drug to treat some of the nasty diseases that plagues us humans is just waiting to be discovered. But we might not discover it without your help. Are you intrigued now? Good. But before we go on with the chemistry, I want to give you a quick geography lesson. When we talk about the Canadian North, we talk about the land which is north of the 55th parallel. This includes most of the parts of Nunavik and Nunavut. And this land is really famous for beautiful landscape. It's famous for polar bear. It's famous for Northern Lights, and it's famous for Santa Claus. But despite these famous icons, the great white snowy north is still largely unexplored. And that's especially true at the molecular level. And my team and I hypothesize that northern ecosystem must be producing fantastic unknown chemical with fascinating properties. Why? Because of the harsh conditions and the unique stresses, plant, fungi, and other organisms are experiencing in the north, they must produce chemicals to protect themselves from these stresses. For example, imagine the sunburn you would get sunbathing for over 20 hours a day for a month. Well, to survive, you would need a tremendously good sunscreen. That's exactly what lichens have in northern ecosystem. To protect themselves from UV radiations, they fabricate defense chemical that blocks UV ray with an outstanding efficiency. And that's only one of the defense chemical we know about. And we believe that there are many, many more hiding up there. And a couple years ago, my group and I began our endeavors to prove this. Now, let me bring you to Umuak, Nunavik, a small Inuit village on the coast of the Hudson Bay. And we were interested there. We collected and we looked at the grayish lichens that have been very scarcely investigated, Styrocolon pascalli. Now, this lichens is found only in ecosystem with very harsh climate conditions. And almost nothing was known at that time on its chemical content, so we thought it was a great species to investigate. So even though Styrocolon pascalli is quite abundant in Nunavik, we always try to minimize our footprint. So we sample only 100 grams of the lichens, and we brought it back to our lab at Université Laval in Quebec City. There we cleaned it, and then we crushed it at minus 190 degrees Celsius using liquid nitrogen. And this step is essential to release the natural substances within the lichen cell. We then transferred the sample in the form of pulp using different solvents in a process called maceration. And after, we filtered the sample and evaporated the solvents, and we obtained what we call a crude lichen extract. And for natural product chemists, that's when the fun start. Through careful chromatographic separation and many other techniques and years of work, we've been able to separate, purify, and identify for the first time ever 13 natural substances in Styrocolon pascalli. Now, I know your minds are exploding right now. But wait, there's more. From these 13 natural substances, turned out that 11 were already been identified in other lichens. But two of the substances turned out to be unique in the world. Think about it for a moment. From over 340,000 natural chemical substances known on the planet, Styrocolon pascalli from Nunavik is producing two unique substances. A clear demonstration that organism experiencing stresses in northern ecosystem produces unique chemical. Now, what are the properties of these chemical, of these natural substances? We don't know at this point. This is still under investigation. And to me, and I hope to you now, this is the exciting part. Who knows if the next generation of much-needed anti-inflammatory agent or cancer-fighting drug or even cure for Alzheimer will be inspired by a chemical substance from a Nunavik lichens. Wow. Let me bring you now further north. In Nunavut, on the beautiful Baffin Island, and here the story began when a group of Canadian microbiologists identified for the first time ever in the sediment of the beautiful Cove Frobisher Bay a macroscopic fungus. Well, the fungus was part of the genus of what we call Mortiarella. And so they call it, with not much originality, Mortiarella species. But they also discover that this weird-looking fungus is synthesizing unique natural substances, the Martiamites. Now, why a rather strange-looking fungus is producing these natural substances is still a mystery. However, this sparked our curiosity. From past research investigation, we knew that natural substances that share some of the similarities with the Martiamide compound isolated from the Jatropha plants from Africa had anti-malaria properties because they were able to neutralize the parasite responsible for the majority of malaria cases. Could the Martiamide possess the same properties? Well, to find out, we went back into the lab and we synthesized sufficient quantity of all the Martiamides and we studied their anti-malaria activity. And guess what? One of the substances, the Martiamide D, efficiently neutralized the parasite of malaria. But that's not the end of the story. It's even better. It was able to neutralize a strain of the parasite that is resistant to many, many malaria drug currently used in the clinic. Isn't that amazing? You get the natural substances coming out from produced by a macroscopic fungus isolated from the sediment of the icy cold Frobisher Bay in the great white snowy north that could provide an answer to one of the most terrible tropical infections. It's a small world after all. Isn't it? Well, it's time to talk about the scary news. The North, unfortunately, is undergoing transformation at an alarming pace. It is warming up faster than anywhere else on the planet. And this leads to a phenomenon called the greening of northern ecosystems. And this is particularly true with Nunavik, in which there's a shrub called Betula glandulosa that is progressing north very rapidly. Now, one of the immediate consequences of this rapid shrub growth is that it decreases the daylight on all lower plants and lichens. This is altering the complete food chain, and it's altering also the traditional way of living of indigenous communities. And unavoidably, this will lead to loss of biodiversity. And one of the hidden consequences of losing biodiversity is the loss of chemodiversity. It is my great fear that with the loss of plants, lichen, and fungus, some unknown fascinating natural substances and potentially wonder drug could be lost too. Now, this is why we think our work is important and timely. And this is why I hope by now you're convinced that you have a good reason to help protect the great white snowy north. For my part, I'm going to continue to search for molecular treasure in the north in the hope of finding novel arguments to provide stakeholders and politicians with good arguments for enforcing stronger and immediate measures to mitigate climate change. For your part, remember the story of Martiamide D and how a discovery in the north could save lives in the tropic? We're all in this together. And no matter what corner of the planet you lived in, you must do your part to save Mother Earth one molecule at a time. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.